Praise Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in matchless name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Blitz Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for meditation is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses starting from 22 to 29. Book of Romans, chapter 8, verses starting from 22 to 29. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He predestined, these He also called. Whom He called, these He also justified. And whom He justified, these He also glorified. Amen. That's a great purpose of God in each and everyone's life. A person to become a saint or to become a wicked, both has been given into the hands of mankind. The choice can be made at their own free will. But God had a greater purpose while creating mankind. He wanted them to be a reflection of His own self and to give Him the reverence and praises, to worship Him with fear, trembling, and to give Him the adoration and glory. But instead, we have fallen short of God's glory and have defiled His name. The world will look at your face, and the world will look at you and know Christ, for you are His reflection. The path in which you walk is what the world sees when you are the reflection of the Lord. Let your walks be duly respected and abhorred of evil practices. My dear brothers and sisters, each and everyone who have been created in this world have been created with the purpose of God. God has a greater plan and purpose in each one of our lives, with the one hope that we shall be united with Him on our last day. We shall see the Savior, the Master, who shall descend into this world to adopt our body, to redeem ourselves. Once we were slaves to sin, but now we have been called as sons of God. From a great servitude, from a great bondage, He had delivered our soul. He had redeemed us. He has redeemed us from condemnation, from eternal damnation, from eternal perdition. He had redeemed our soul, that we have a hope, an eternal hope, that we shall reign with Him. We shall rule with Him for ages and ages. For these are the promises of the sons of God. These are the promises that God gives to His sons and daughters. It needs to be accepted that mankind who's born of flesh will have several complications within the body that we still, we cry, we groan, we weep. But yet, we have been saved in the hope that we shall be united with the Creator. We will be serving Him for eternity. That is the hope. Also, Paul asks to the Romans, we hope for the things that is unseen. So what is the point in having hope on things that you see? But when you hope for a thing that you have never seen, that is the kingdom of God, then you will learn to wait with perseverance, with patience. You will submit your body, you will submit everything you will consider as waste. When you have the prime goal and prime focus, which is the kingdom of God. And he urges the people of Rome to have that hope, to inculcate hope and thirst for Christ Jesus. That on the final day, God will decide His firstborns. God will decide His saints. He will choose them. And to those who finds it difficult to pray, the Spirit also intercedes for them. The Holy Spirit, He intercedes with groanings which cannot be uttered. With such a prayer, with such a stubborn and staunch prayer, which has been made on your behalf, for you, during your weakness, in your helpless situation, the Spirit of God prays, intercedes for you, that you will overcome your weakness. For the Lord who searches our hearts, He knows what is the mind. He knows the core thought in your mind. And thus He makes intercession for His saints according to the will of God. You should underline this word, according to the will of God. Any prayer that is made to God will go or considered as futile if that is not the will of God. You must always surrender. Even in prayer, you should say, may that be according to your will. If that is His will, then that prayer will be heard and supplications will be responded. You will get an answer to your prayer according to the will of God. Pray according to the will of God. Put your supplication into the hand of God and say, Lord, let that be happening. Let that come to pass if that is your will. Because as a child of God, it is not so good to go beyond the limitations or to go beyond the boundary what the Lord had set for you. That is what the Bible says. He had already predestined few. He had already had chosen and called a few. And them, He makes them equipped. He justifies them. He calls them. He justifies them. And whom He had justified, He also glorifies. Hallelujah. That's the character of God. He predestines and He calls a person, then whom he had called, He also justifies them before the Father, and whom He had justified, He also glorifies them. Hallelujah. How beautiful is the assurance. And we should be much more thankful to God for being so gracious to us and for choosing us, for calling us to be His sons and daughters. The verses are really amazing. If you can get into the verse of 28, and as we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose, who are the called according to His purpose, everything will work good for them, for they will have the eternal hope coming true. They shall be called the sons of God. Hallelujah. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. To be conformed with the image of Jesus Christ. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. So these are the privileges of the children of God who have been called by God. They shall be made as a firstborn, as a firstborn, to be conformed to the image of the Son, that He might be the firstborn. Let us have that urge and thirst to be the firstborn amidst of our brethren. Let's take this seriously. Let's wait patiently for the day of redemption. Hallelujah. Amen. God has greater plans in our lives. He has greater promises. He shall definitely fulfill all the words that He had spoken for us. He had predestined our future, and He had called us with a purpose, and He will justify us who has His calling, and also He will glorify us at the end. Amen. May God bless you and lead you amazingly. Amen.